And joining me now in the KRVS studios is folklorist and filmmaker Connie Castile, here to talk about Tigalo. I know that many people in our audience have heard you talk about the film before. It came out last year?
It did. It came out last year.
That amazing film about horse culture in Louisiana. And what's even more wonderful, tonight on LPB, it will be broadcast statewide so that everybody can see it who's watching LPB. It's during their summer fest, their summer fundraising time, which is really just this grand celebration. They try to have a lot of documentaries and programs about Louisiana during their fundraisers, and people really respond well to that. So let's talk just a bit about Tigalo, the film, and then we'll give people more particulars about tonight.
Okay.
For those who didn't get to hear you talk about it and haven't had the pleasure of seeing Tigalo, tell us just a bit about the film, how you got started on this horse culture. I mean, people who are not, I guess, who haven't lived near a farm where there are horses, maybe don't realize how important that is to Louisiana.
Right. And I'm coming to it, to the topic, not because I'm a horse person. My only cowboy boots are to Zydeco dance with. So that's not what attracted me to it. What drew my attention to it was that if you stay in South Louisiana a little while, you'll start to kind of see this pattern of horse culture going on. You might, on a Sunday, driving through Cecilia, Bro Bridge, and just see Creole cowboys riding through town. Or you probably would be familiar with the country Mardi Gras that's traditionally done on horseback out on the prairie. Or we have a lot of jockeys that do quite well in the Kentucky Derbies and the Preaknesses and things like that. And Creole trail rides, which are huge for the Creole population. And also the Tournois in Ville Platte, which is also a horseback tradition. So it just occurred to me after seeing this repetition of horse fun, I just started to ask myself, well, why do we have all this horse play going on? And with assistance of Nick Spitzer and Ray Brescia and Carl Brescia, we, I just started doing research. And, of course, they were very knowledgeable. And so the way it all comes together in the film is the film for broadcast, we narrowed it down to just under an hour, but it's about 75 minutes. So if you do select to buy premium, make a donation, and you get that as a premium, you'll actually get the full version of it. So what you're going to see tonight is a little condensed. But the film starts historically, and so we kind of place all this horseplay into the context of cattle. And that's pretty much why we have all these horses, because the Acadians were encouraged to raise cattle to basically feed New Orleans when they arrived. And even before that, you had the Creoles that were already working in trading with the Indians with cattle. So we start with that to kind of put everything in historic context, and then we come forward to present day and pop in all these little modern day traditions that are still going on.
And it's interesting how you talk about really Louisiana Cajuns and Creoles being the first cowboys of the United States, because they were really doing that much earlier than what we think of as the West and cattle farms out in the West, ranches in the West.
That's right. And that's probably why Texas film festivals don't want to show Tigalo. No, I'm kidding.
We'll see about that.
You know, you never want to claim anything, right, but it's strongly suggested in the film that absolutely the first cowboys were not only here in South Louisiana, but they happened to be Creole. So they were Black, Indian, and French.
Wow. Yeah. And the first Acadians were coming over in the 1760s.
That's right. That's right.
And were creating those cattle ranches almost immediately.
They were encouraged by the government at the time to go into cattle, raising cattle, because, again, to feed New Orleans. And the way we know this is through public records, and that's all talked about in the documentary, but especially from branding books, which here
it's a large part of the film.
Yeah, and here at UL we have the original brand books up in the Louisiana room, so you can actually go and look through. It's pretty amazing. So you see these entries, you see the brand, and you see who owned the brand. And the reason brands were so important is that they basically took the place place of fences. We had all this wonderful prairie grass, so it was cheap to have cattle. You didn't need to own property because of the laws at the time. They could roam Olage freely. And so the way you knew which was yours was by the brand. So you'd have a roundup, and to have a roundup,
sort them out.
They didn't have four-wheelers yet, mm-hmm. so you had to do it on horseback, and they're, you know, birthed the cowboy, basically.
Wow, so early here in Louisiana. Now, the film is made up of archival material. Mm-hmm. You have old photographs, old film, I guess.
Yeah.
But you took some current film as well.
Absolutely. So it's a mixture of, mm-hmm. you know, present-day interviews, footage, current footage, and then mixing that with archival footage. And we actually get to see the Kentucky Derby. We see Calvin Burrell win three of them in mm-hmm. a row. Mm-hmm. And we have a mixture of all kinds of visuals in there.
Right, all of those different cultures that you're mentioning and the different ways that people rely on horses mm-hmm. in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. And what I also think the film does is it shows the similarities between Cajuns and Creoles that we share a lot. You know, our music, our language, our food. And here we see the sharing of this propensity to play, you know.
Yeah, I like the way you've used that word several times, horseplay.
Yeah, horseplay. I mean, you know, they were working animals, but, you know, leave it to the Cajuns and the Creoles to start having fun with them.
Well, yeah, and all the bush tracks came out
yeah.
because of that. Let's race our horses around. How much do you deal within the film with the bush tracks? And obviously that's sort of bittersweet because there really mm-hmm. aren't any left.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's the last part of the film. So if that's what you're watching mm-hmm. it for, then you're going to have to mm-hmm. wait a little while. But it is kind of sad that the bush tracks are no longer, which according to them, it's the people in the film and the jockeys, it's because of the liability issues that, mm-hmm. that started to kind of take over. So now for a kid that wants to ride, they basically don't, other than going to a jockey school, which there's only one in the country, and I believe it's in Kentucky, there's really no place to do that anymore. Mm-hmm. Now, the Cajun jockeys in the film talk about maybe opening one of those here, and you know, who knows, maybe it'll turn into a bush track eventually.
Right, all of these famous Cajun jockeys will come back
exactly.
home and open a school.
Because they do. They feel like mm-hmm. they want to give something back.
Right.
So,
but that is basically why we have so many jockeys.
Absolutely.
Is because of those bush tracks.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. 5 years old, you're put on a horse. Some of them were even, some little kids were actually, they would take the horse mane and, you know, basically
tie it around their fingers.
So they were too small to stop the horse when it got to the end. Yeah. So you either jumped off or somebody, you know, grown up on a horse mm-hmm. had to kind of catch you. Mm-hmm. But, crazy.
So you were able to interview a lot of these jockeys
yes,
for the film.
Absolutely.
That must have been a fascinating part of your work.
It really was. Mm-hmm. It really was. And they're all very nostalgic about the bush track days and that, you know, that was the best part of mm-hmm. their lives, really. Mm-hmm. You know, they weren't interested in baseball or football. Their heroes were Eddie Delahousie, and that's who they wanted to grow mm-hmm. up and be. You know?
And was he one of the early jockeys?
He was one of the early uh-huh. jockeys that that did very well. So,
mm-hmm. about what years was he active?
I'm gonna say the 70s, but I'm not sure mm-hmm. about mm-hmm. that. He's in the Hall of Fame. There's now Calvin Burrell just got accepted to the Jockey Hall of Fame, so I think that gives us four Cajun jockeys
in the Hall of Fame of jockeys. That's amazing.
Yeah.
If you are tuning in, we're talking about the film Tigalo, made by my guest Connie Castile. It's been shown all over, lots of great reviews of it. And tonight on LPB, the film will be shown statewide starting at 7 o'clock. As you mentioned, mm-hmm. it's going to be slightly edited, but you're, of mm-hmm. course, helping LPB out with their fundraiser, their annual fundraiser,
right.
and the film is being offered as a premium.
That's correct.
So you'll be there kind of talking about the film, mm-hmm. and I think there may be a couple other people helping you out, just discussing it and, you know, just talking about, I guess, that time in Louisiana and the importance of, you know, a channel like LPB that mm-hmm. is focused so much on our culture and the folklore and the people of Louisiana.
Right, and mm-hmm. as you know very well, as a public radio station, as a public television station, fundraising membership is really important. So this is an important mm-hmm. fundraiser for them.
It is. Now, in addition to getting to see the show live, you can also watch it online, simultaneously. So as it's going mm-hmm. on live, you can actually watch it.
Right. You go to their website, lpp.org, and there should be a little tab up there that says streaming or something like mm-hmm. that, and then mm-hmm. you should be able to get it that way as well.
Just click on that. So you can be mobile and watch Tigalo. You can even be out on a horse with your whatever pad you're using. And
well, and also they asked for just the soundtrack. I need to mention it. Everybody, you never make a film by yourself, of mm-hmm. course. So Christy Guillory was the music supervisor, and she pulled in a lot of wonderful, talented musicians from the area. And in between, you know, when we take breaks to talk about why you should donate to LPP, mm-hmm. they'll be playing the soundtrack. And I've had several people ask just for the soundtrack. So
you can get that separately from the film?
Christy says you can. Okay. I think if somebody wants it, we can definitely arrange that.
All right.
Yeah.
So contact Connie and find out more about that if you want the soundtrack. And she created a special little group for the mm-hmm. the soundtrack.
She also mm-hmm. was the music supervisor for King Crawfish. Mm-hmm. And, she typically records at Chris Stafford's studio and various musicians. I don't want to start naming them because I know I'll leave somebody out. But she pulls together a pretty talented group. And then in addition to Christy, contribution, we have Allison Bowl and Brian Richard as cinematographers, who are, I think, the best cinematographers in the region. Mm-hmm, and Misty Talley edited the piece. I direct and write. That's my contribution. Mm-hmm. So.
And I guess you find between different subjects, there's directing calls has different challenges. Were there particular challenges with this being about horses and being outdoors?
Mm-hmm.
A number of your other subjects are more contained. You know, you've done a film on
ironing
and plate lunches, and very interior, more easily contained. This seems much more free ranging and outdoors.
Oh, that was a pun. Did you get it? Yes, it was more challenging. And, of course, you never know where the horse is going to go. And you might be over here with the camera and the horse has its own idea. Mm-hmm. But it was a lot of fun. I mean, all these activities that we got to do. But they're annual events, so it does take more than 1 year cycle, typically. Right. So, you might want to catch several trail rides. We did get, rained out. A hurricane came through for the trail ride that I really had my heart set to film, and they had to cancel. But there's a trail ride almost every weekend, so it wasn't hard to find another one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But things like the Tournois.
Tournois outside, of course. Mardi Gras. Of course, rain or shine, there's
Mardi
Gras.
Absolutely.
It's more fun in the rain, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, and a lot of mud, I guess, where the horses are, too.
Yeah.
So different challenges. I'm sure a lot of people are very interested in what your next project's going to be. Do you have one coming up?
Or? Well, I'm actually contributing, hopefully, to Charles Richard's project. As you know, we have a degree program now at the university that Charles directs and I assist. And he has a great little documentary a big documentary. It's about Cajun boat building, and it's called In the Mind of the Maker. And on Facebook, you could actually follow the progress, and a website as well. So that's going to be the next one, it looks like.
Right. So an amazing degree that they offer now at the university, the Moving mm-hmm. Image Arts Program. Charles Richard has made a number of documentaries, many of them shown on LPB.
That's right.
And you were in that program as well, mm-hmm. teaching and a lot of students signing up for that degree. Again, Connie Castile, a filmmaker, folklorist, made Tigalo, which will be shown on LPB tonight. You can see that. Everyone in the state can see that mm-hmm. Starting at 7 o'clock. And Connie will be there talking about the film, and a couple other people from this area will be with her as well. So great idea to tune in to see it and hear more about the film.
And I think I mentioned every horse activity, and I left one out. And I think I was saving it for last. Andrew Cesaire's Sulky Races that take place in Swallow.
For people not familiar with sulky races, what is that?
It's buggy racing, mm-hmm. basically. Mm-hmm. So as they say, it's like riding a bicycle, but you just happen to, instead of a front tire, you have a horse that you kind of have to follow. Mm-hmm. So
and these are open buggies?
These are open buggies. And every other Saturday right now in Swallow, you can go and actually watch the races at 4 o'clock. I know on the Zydeco program here on KRVS, they talk mm-hmm. a lot about Andrew Cesaire. So,
okay.
And he called me last night to make sure I knew it was going to be on LPB, and I said, I know.
So his was not cut out of the film for
tonight. Oh, no. No, but, nobody was cut out.
Okay. It's just
you know,
tightened a bit.
The way I like to do documentaries, I like to give some time to create a sense of place.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to shorten those a little meditations, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we've left anything substantial.
So no personalities and no subject matter was left out of the film tonight.
Okay. I don't think so.
All right. But in order to see the entire film, you could get it tonight as a premium mm-hmm. during LPB's fundraiser.
That's right.
Okay. You can call in tonight and they'll be telling you that number quite often, or you can actually do that online, I think, as well. If you're listening to the film online mm-hmm. at 7 o'clock, you can probably make your donation at 7 as well.
Absolutely.
All right. And I know you have a number of other films. We mentioned a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
If people would like more information about your films, you do have a website?
I have a website, and each film has a Facebook page as well.
Okay. All right. So maybe list those films for us in addition to Together.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. The first film that we did was I Always Do My Colors First, a film about ironing. And the second one was Raised on Rice and Gravy, which is about plate lunches here in Acadiana. And then there was King Crawfish, which is about the Crawfish Festival in Breaux Bridge as it celebrates its 50th anniversary. And we also head out to the basin and follow a couple of crawfishermen with the wild harvest. And then Tigello is the latest one.
And I have to say, they're all beautifully packaged.
Yes,
Your designers are wonderful. The photography is beautiful. On Tigalo, you have the beautiful black and white photographs by Philip Gould.
Absolutely.
And, so the package itself is worthwhile.
Yeah, I mm-hmm. think so too. Mm-hmm. Thanks for noticing that.
That's good. Very, very beautifully done. You'll want to hold that in your hands, and it's like a little piece of artwork.
Yeah.
So they can find information about your other films on your website, mm-hmm. and then also each one of those that you mentioned has a Facebook page.
That's correct.
Okay, which tells more about who is involved. And how you can procure that DVD.
Yeah, makes great gifts and all that.
That's right. And also it's a gift to LPB this
mm-hmm,
evening.
Mm-hmm.
That is a premium they're offering. 7 o'clock tonight on LPB, and then I think it's being shown at 9 o'clock on LPB 2.
Right.
Okay, so two opportunities
two chances.
This evening to mm-hmm. see that. So tune in, see my guest, Connie Castile, and see her film, Tigalo, A Horse Story. See all that great horse play
mm-hmm.
On the film. Merci beaucoup, Connie.
Oh, you're welcome.